Okay, Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Kuf Yud, daf 110. We left off on Kuf Tera Mud Bet, 109b at the Mishnah, towards the middle of the page. Today's class should be for the Refuah Shlema V'Lachonim. V'Chalam, Chemdav, Racham, Chadim, Shana, Yana, Mechal, Mechal, Rivka, Sarab, Anu, Manir, Shalom, Sarah, David, Merachel, Yafa, Bad, Deborah, Rivka, Bad, Chavir, Rivka, Bad, Esar, Shalom, Sarah, Fraim, Elam, Shalom, Rechana, Yafa, Bad, Miriam, Yehuda, Ben, Yafa, Chaya, Sarab, 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 We're in the middle of the page on 109b.
I didn't know you were
here. Yeah, I got stuck in traffic.
Okay.
New Mishnah. Mishnah says, we're in the middle of the page, 109b. Mi shalach na medinat hayam, someone who went away overseas, ve'ibda derech sadeu. And on their way back, they lost their path to come back to their field. They had a path that they would get back to this field, and they lost it. That path is no longer able to be verify that it's theirs. So you can Admon Omer, we have a machloket. Admon says, Yelech lo b'ktzara. You should find the shortest path to your field, and that is the path that you should take. The Chachamim say, Yikne lo derech b'me'a maneh, o yifrach ba'avir. No, the Chachamim say, no, now that you lost your field, you have to either buy a new field worth 100 maneh, or fly in the air, meaning to find your way to get there without going through the people who own the land now, the fields that get to your field around the area, can say, we don't want to let you go through, this is not your pathway. So the Gemara comes and says, Mai ta'amad Rabbanan? What's the reason for the opinion of Rabbanan? So the Gemara says, Shapir ka'amar Admon. Admon makes sense what he says. He says, he had a path, now he has a path still, so he should be able to take a shortcut. So Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, kegon shehikifua arba'a bnei adam me'arba'a ruchotea. What the case is here is that four people bought the different sides of the path, the four different directions from four different people. So now anyone, this guy who owns the pathway to get to his field, anyone who wants to, any way he wants to go, he goes one way, they tell him, no, this is not your pathway, this is my pathway, you can't go from here. This is trespassing, he goes from that way, trespassing. Any way he goes, they tell him you're not allowed to go from there. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, iachei mai tama de Admon. Then what's the reason for the opinion of Admon that says that you can take a shortcut? God bless you. Amar Rava, Rava says, barba'a de atu mikuach arba'a. If four people bought from four different people, and they have four different directions, four different sides, so ve'arba'a de'atu mikuach echad, and if four people bought from one person, everyone agrees, kulei almen lo pligi. Nobody disagrees, de'matzei matchile. Then the new owners can say to the person, hey, you had a field, you went away, now you're trying to come back and go through a path to get to your field, but this is not your path. We bought this path, this is now our property. So each of them can say, this is not yours. The machloke between Admon and the Chachamim is, ki pligi, v'chad de'ate mikuach arba'a. If one person bought the field from four different people. So Admon Omer, Admon Savar, Admon holds, mikol makom, darka it li gabach. The person who bought it, so he tells him now, he says, you bought this field, but I have a pathway to get to my field from your field. V'rabbanan Savar, and the Rabbanan hold, no. Ish shatak shatak. If you stay silent and you don't say anything, okay, very good. I keep my field. You can't go through. V'lo, and if you don't stay silent, mehadrana shtara lemaraihu. I'm going to give the sale documents back to its owner. V'lo matzit lashtuye dina behadaihu. And now I'm one person. I bought it from four people. I give it back to four different people. You're not going to be able to find your way. And every person you go to, they're going to be madche otcha. They're going to say, no, this is not your. Derech to your field, and you're not allowed in. So no matter what, according to the Chachamim, he says there's no way you can get in. Okay, the Gemara then says a story. Hahu de amar lehu. If someone comes and tells his heirs, dikla liberat, that when he passes away, this palm tree should go to his daughter. And then later on, azul yatmei palug linichsei, the orphans, they went and split the properties, the inheritance. Lo yahavula, and they didn't give her dikla, this palm tree, the daughter. So Savar Rav Yosef Lamemar, Hainu Matnitin, Rav Yosef thought to say, this is our Mishnah, this is the same explanation as our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where a guy went away, he lost his path back to the field, and the Chachamim say, that's it, you have no way, there's no way you can get back in, you can't take a shortcut through, you have to buy a new pathway. Same thing over here. The woman lost her palm tree. The man didn't specify who is supposed to give the palm tree, which palm tree, where is it coming from. So Amar le Abaye, Abaye says, Mi dame? Is this similar to our Mishnah? This is not similar to our Mishnah. Hatam, kol chad vechad matzi matchile. The case of our Mishnah, that he lost his path, there's four new owners. Each person can come and say, this is not your path, this is not your path. They can all push him away and say, this is not yours, you have to buy from us. But hacha, in this case, dikla gabayohu. There's a palm tree, and the orphans have inherited this palm tree. So it's sitting with them. They owe her a palm tree. This is what the father says to her. It's not the same case as our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, what should they do now? They split their properties already. What should they do? So Maita Kantayu, what do they do? Litvula dikla v'dehadru v'deflegu meresha. They should give her a palm tree and redivide the properties up amongst them afterwards from the beginning all over again. Okay? Hahuda amarlu. If someone says to his heirs, dikla liberat, that this palm tree should go to my daughter. Shachiv, he passed away, v'shavik tre palge de dikla. And he only left 2/3 of a palm tree. He didn't leave a whole palm tree, only 2/3. So Yativ Rav Ashi vekakashele. Rav Ashi was wondering, Mi karu inashele tre palge dikla olo? Do people call 2/3 of a tree, of a palm tree, a palm tree? Or they don't call it a palm tree? If they view this as a palm tree, then it's considered a palm tree, it should go to the daughter. But if it's not considered a palm tree, it should not go to the daughter. So Amar le Rav Mordechai le Rav Ashi, Hachi Amar Avimi. This is what Avimi said. Mehagronia, from Agronia, Mishmei de Rava, in the name of Rava. Karu inashe letrei palgei dikla. People call 2/3 of a palm tree, meaning it's not fully grown. It's 2/3 of a palm tree. People do call this a or rather, it's rather more so like two halves of a palm tree. Sorry, mechila, not 2/3. Two halves of a palm tree. Meaning, if you have, let's go back. Sorry, this person said, "I'm going to give a palm tree to the daughter." Then let's go back to the story again. Mechila, Ahuda Amar Lahu Dikla Liberat. He left. He said, "I'm going to give a palm tree to my daughter." Shachi v'shavik trei palgei didikla. He left only two halves of a palm tree. So it was a half of a palm tree and a half of a palm tree. Is two halves of a palm tree, do they call that one palm tree or not? That's the question. This makes more sense. Yati v'rashi v'kakashile. Mi karu inashe letrei palgei dikle dikla. Olo, do we call two halves a full palm tree or not? So Amar le Ravashi, Rav Mordechai le Ravashi, he said to Ravashi, Achi Amar Rav Yimi Agronia Mishmei de Rava. This is what he said. Karo inash le tere palge dikle dikla. We call two halves of a palm tree a palm tree. These two halves are viewed as one, and so therefore they should go to the daughter. Okay? Flipping the Amud, new Mishnah. Hamotzi shtar chov al chavero. If someone comes out with a document and says, this person owes me money. Vehala hotzi shemachar lo et asadeh. And the other person says, no, you sold me a field. So, if I owed you money, why would you have sold me a field? You would say, give me my money. I'm not selling you a field. So Admon says, Yachol hu shiyomar, ilu hayti chayav lecha, haya lecha litpara et shelcha, kishemacharta li et asadeh. Admon says, if I owed you money, then you should have asked me for my money when I was buying this field from you. You didn't do that. You sold me the field without even asking for the money. The Chachamim amrim, and the Chachamim say, no. This guy was very clever. He was selling a field to him because he knows this guy doesn't have any property. So he said, you know what, he owes me money, he's not going to pay me. What am I going to do? I'm going to sell him the field, and then I can make his field a collateral. I can say, oh, now you have a field, let me take that field as a collateral because you owe me something, so until you give me my money, that's going to be mine. So the Gemara says, "My tama de Rabbanan." What's the reason for the opinion of Rabbanan here? It says, Shapir kamar Admon. Admon's opinion makes sense. It makes sense that the guy can say, you wouldn't have sold me a field unless, you would have said, give me my money back. So the Gemara says, "Be'atra di'ave zuzei v'hader katvei shtara kulei amel lo pligi." In a place where they were to give the money first and then write the document, everyone agrees, "De'matze amarle," that the guy can say to him, "Haya lecha lifroa et shelcha kishemacharta li tasadeh." This person can tell him, you should have gotten your money back from me before you sold me the field. Why would you sell me the field? That doesn't make any sense. So that's in a case where you give the money first. Because if I'm giving you the money first and then we're writing the sale document, he can say, this person can say to him, Reuven can say to Shimon, Reuven, Shimon owes Reuven money. Reuven can say to Shimon, Shimon, give me my money first, and then I sell you the field. And now that you gave him the money, he says, okay, this is the money that you owed me. Rather, ki pligi, the machloket between Admon and the Chachamim is, be'atra de katvei shtara, in a place where you write the document first, v'hadar yahave zuzeh, and then only afterwards do we give the money. Admon savar, Admon holds, ibayle le mimsar moda'a, that he needed to give over this testimony of what he's doing over to a witness, over to somebody else, for them to know what he is doing. That he is trying to get his money back, what he's owed, and then that person doesn't owe him anymore. V'Rabbanan savri, the Rabbanan holds, no, chavira chavra idlei, v'chavra de chavra chavra idlei. Your friends have friends, and the friends of your friends have friends. Meaning, if I tell one person, he's going to go and tell somebody else, tell somebody else, tell somebody else, until everybody finds out. And then this person, they're going to know I'm trying to play games with him. He's going to know I'm trying to take advantage of him. And you owe me money. I'm going to try to take this, give you this field and make it as a collateral to me. So that's why this is the machloket where it's between the Rabbanan and Admon. Okay? New Mishnah. Shnayim shehotziu shtar chov ze azeh. If we have two people who brought out a debt, you owe me money. He says, you owe me money. Admon says, "Ilu hayti chayav lecha ketzad ata loveh mimeni." If let's say I owed you money, how would you borrow from me? Right? If I owe you money, why would you borrow from me? I'm owing you money, so you should take it. So it doesn't make any sense. But chachamim amrim, the chachamim say, "Ze goveh shtar chovo, veze goveh shtar chovo." Each person collects what the other one owes him. If you owe me 100, I owe you 100. I collect 100, then you collect 100. V'chazara. So the Gemara says, "Itmar." We learned over here. Shnayim shehotziu shtar chov. If two people bring out a debt on each one, they each say that you owe me money, he says you owe me money. Amar Rav Nachman Amar ze gove ze gove. Each one collects from the other person. Rav Sheshat Amar Rav Sheshat says, Hafuchi matrata lamali. Why would we swap identical bags? If you owe me money 100, I owe you 100, we're doing the exact same thing, let's just cancel it off. So the Gemara says, Ela, ze omed b'shelo, I keep my money, veze omed b'shelo, and you keep your money. De kule alma. So the Gemara says, everybody, in all cases, idit ve'idit. If let's say I have a good field and he has a superior field, benonito benonito, I have a mediocre field, he has a mediocre field, or ziborit ve'ziborit, I have an inferior field, he has an inferior field, vaday hafuchim atratahu. Everybody agrees that's considered swapping identical bags, and there's no reason for us to even exchange. Ki pligi, the machloket here is, de'itle lechad benonit. He has a mediocre field, v'lechad ziborit, and I have an inferior field. Rav Nachman Savar Rav Haman holds, ze goveh v'ze goveh. Each person has to collect from the other one. It's not the same field now. Kasavar he holds, b'shelohen shamin. Each person evaluates it in himself, what his own field is. So ate ba'al ziborit, the person who owns, I own an inferior field, and I come in v'gabeh li lebenonit, I collect this person's mediocre field. Dehava gabei idit, because for me that's a superior field. I have a terrible field. I'm getting a medium type of field. That's a very superior field. Ve'ata'ahu v'shakil ziborit, and that person comes and takes my inferior field because that's the non superior one. V'Rav Sheshat Amar, Rav Sheshat says hafuche matrata lamali. Why would we swap identical bags? He still says the same rule. Kasavar b'shel kol adam hen shamin. We evaluate it based on every person, not just on what I own or what you own, but on what everyone is. So he says, "Sof sof ki ate ahu benonit din nafshei kashakil." At the end, what's going to happen? This person comes and takes my inferior field, and then I go back and take my inferior field back from him. So we're essentially just swapping the same thing. We might as well just cancel out what we owe each other and call it a day. Ulu Rav Nachman. So the Gemara now asks, according to Rav Nachman, my chazit de ate baal ziborit bereisha. Why does the person who has an inferior field get to go and collect first? Maybe the other person gets to go and collect first. So the Gemara says, "Laiti baal benonit bereisha veligbe ziborit velehadar veligbe niale." Why don't we say that the guy who has a mediocre field, he comes and collects my inferior field first, and then I go and recollect back from him? So the Gemara says, "Lo tzricha." What we're talking about is the kadim tavei. The guy who has an inferior field was tovea or toladin. He requested for him to come to Beit Din first. So he gets the first rights to go and collect the field. But the Gemara says, sof sof, at the end of the day though, ki atu lemigbe behade hadade ka atu. When they came to collect in the Beit Din, they both came to the Beit Din together. They both came into the Beit Din to collect. So why does one get precedence over the other? Ela lotzricha, what are we talking about? One of the people has a superior field and a mediocre field. And the other person only has an inferior field. So more savar, b'shelohen shamin. The first opinion holds, Rav Nachman holds, that we evaluate it on his own property, on his own field.
If he's
Umor savar b'shel kol adam en shamin. And Rav Sheshad says, no, we evaluate it based on every person's property. That's how we would evaluate it. And this is where the machlokot would come out. Tanan, we're in the middle of page Kufiyud 110, Amud Aleph. Tanan, Ustana Mishnah. V'chachamim, I mean, the Chachamim say, our Mishnah, ze gove b'ze gove, each person collects. So what does it sound like? If each person is collecting, what does it sound like? It's against Rav Sheshad. Rav Sheshad said that, no, we just cancel it out. Rav Nachman said each person collects, so this sounds like against Rav Sheshad. So the Gemara says, Targama, Rav Nachman, Alibad Rav Sheshad. Rav Nachman explained Rav Sheshad's opinion. Kigon shelava zele eser vezele chamesh. What are we talking about here? It's not identical. One of the people borrowed for 10 years, and one of them borrowed for 5 years. So, hechidame, what's the case here? Ilema, maybe rishon le eser vesheni le chamesh. Maybe I borrowed first, I borrowed something for 10 years, this person borrowed for 5 years. So the Gemara says, "Behal lema admon, ilo haiti chayav lecha keitzad ata love mimeni." Would admon then say in our Mishnah, let's say, I'm Reuven, he's Shimon. I borrowed for 10 years, he's coming and borrowing for 5 years. Why would admon come and say, you, how can you come and borrow from me if you owe me money? That's not the case, because the loan is not up yet. So admon would never say such a thing. I borrowed for 10 years, he now wants to come and make a loan, borrow for 5 years. He's allowed to do that. There's no problem with that. Admon would never ask that type of question. So that must be that, it must be that I'm not the one who borrowed first, that I borrowed for 10 years. So it must be, so the Gemara says, halo matazmane. The time hasn't arrived yet for the person to collect his loan. I borrowed for 10 years. So for him to collect the 10 years, it hasn't arrived yet, so he can borrow for 5 years also. Ela, it must be rishon lechamesh v'sheni la'eser. It must be, I borrowed for 5 years. I went first and borrowed for 5 years. He went second and borrowed for 10 years. So the Gemara says again, hechidame, what's the case here? If the time arrived, if 5 years arrived, so ma'itamad Rabbanan. What's the reason for the opinion of Rabbanan that we said in our Mishnah that each person collects? Why would each person collect? It makes no sense. If I borrowed for 5 years, and now the 5 years ended, and now this person wants to come and borrow, why would he borrow? I owe him money. I borrowed 5 years. If 5 years is up, I owe him money. There's no way he borrowed. I should owe him money. So ve'id de lo matazmane, and let's say the 5 years has not arrived yet, halo matazmane, the time hasn't arrived yet. So ma'i tama de admon, what's the reason for the opinion of admon, who says that you just neither of them would collect, because why would he borrow from me if I owe him money? The answer is because the time hasn't arrived for me to pay him back yet. So what's the case over here? So the Gemara says, lo tzricha da'ata bahu yoma de mishalem chamesh. The case is, he's coming, I'm Reuven, he's Shimon. Shimon is coming, I borrowed for 5 years, I'm Reuven. Shimon now is trying to come on the last day of the 5 years and borrow from me. He says, I need money and I need money fast. I need to borrow. So that's the case. The case is where he's borrowing a day before the loan is over. So mor savar, avid inish dezayif liyomei. The Chachamim would say that a person would borrow for one day. He needs money, he'll borrow for one day. But umor savar, but admon would say, lo avid inish dezayif liyomei. A person would not borrow just for one day. That would not make sense. So this is where the machloket is. Rami Bar Chama, Rami Bar Chama says, hacha biyatmei askinan. Over here we're dealing with orphans. One side is orphans. So he says, one of them, the father died. The yatmei mikbag gavei, orphans collect, but agbuye lo magbinen minayhu. But they cannot, the other side cannot collect from them. Cannot collect from the orphans' debt of the father, what the father had owed. You don't collect from those orphans. So that's what the case is over here. But the Gemara says, this doesn't make sense. Not what we said in our Mishnah. We said in our Mishnah, v'ha zegove, v'zegove katane. We said in our Mishnah, each person collects. So it's not only one side collecting. So the Gemara says, zegove, v'ze ra'ul ligbot ve'en lo. One side collects, the orphans collect, but the other side, they should really collect, but they can't because this side is only orphans and you don't collect from the orphans. Amar Rava, Rava says it doesn't make sense. Shtei teshuvot batavar. I have two rebuttals on this. Number one, chada, dezegove vezegove katane. It taught in our Mishnah that each person collects. You can't say that only one person collects. That doesn't make sense. Ve'od, and not only that, ligbinu ar'a liyatme. Why don't you let the orphans come and collect the land? Vilehader v'ligbinu minayhu. And then these people should go and recollect the land back from them. Keder Rav Nachman, like the opinion of Rav Nachman. Da'amar Rav Nachman says, Amar Rabba Ravua. Yetomim shegavu karka vechovat avihen. If let's say orphans come and collect a land in the owed money of their father was owed money by this person, they can collect the land. So bal chov chozer vegove otamehen. Person who's owed money, who the father owed that money, he can come and recollect that land back from the orphans. So why don't they just do this? let the orphans collect the field, and then come back. The father owed you money, go recollect the field back from them. So the Gemara says, Kasha, you're right, it's difficult. The Gemara says, why are you saying it's difficult? V'lokma, why don't you just establish it? The itlehu liyatme ziburi, the orphans have an inferior land. V'idle ledide, and the other person has idit ubenonit, has a superior and a mediocre land. The azle yatme gavu benonit, the orphans go and collect the mediocre land. Umagvule ziburit, and then they come and collect from the orphans. They collect the ziburit. They collect this inferior land, and then v'idle ledide. Sorry, I went back a line. Mechila. Because if you say like Rav Sheshat, that we evaluate it based on everyone, not just on what I have and what he has, we evaluate based on what Kol Adam. So we don't collect from orphans, we only collect from orphans a inferior land. Why don't you say what it's talking about over here is that the orphans came and collected a benonit land, a mediocre land, and then they came and collected the inferior land from the orphans. So the Gemara says, "Hanemile." That's only hechad lo tafas. That's only when the person didn't grab. That you can only take the inferior land. That's only when the people didn't come and grab. But if they went and, let's say, grabbed, about hechad tafas. If they went and grabbed land that they're owed, let's say it's the benonit land, tafas. That's considered as if they grabbed, and now it belongs to them, and you can't take it away from them. Okay, this is our Gemara. We now jump to a new Mishnah. Shalosh aratzon l'nisuin. There are three lands. Three provinces in Eretz Yisrael in respect to marriage. What does this mean? Let's see. The Mishnah says, Yehuda, Ever Yaden, and Ever Yaden, Va Galil, in the Galil. So, in Motziin Me'ir Le'ir, you cannot force one's wife to go from one town to another town in one province, Umikrach Le'krach, sorry, from one town to another town in another province, in another country, or umikrach lekrach, and from one city to another city in another country, aval be'otah ha'aretz, but in that same province, in that same land, motzi'in me'ir le'ir, umikrach lekrach. You can force the wife to go from one town to another town, from one city to another city, you're allowed to do that. Aval lom, flipping the amud, lom me'ir lekrach, but you cannot force her to go from one town to a city, velo umikrach le'ir, not from a city to a town, that's too much of a change. So the Gemara will explain why. Then it says, "Motzi'in min naveh ra'al min naveh le naveh hayafeh." You're allowed to force the wife to go from a bad land to a very well superior land, a land that's much better. Aval lo min naveh hayafeh le naveh ra'a. But you cannot force her to go from a superior land to an inferior land. Rashbag says, "Af lo min naveh ra'al le naveh yafeh." He says you're not even allowed to take her from a bad land to a good land. Mipnei shehan naveh hayafeh bodek. Because the good land checks. What does that mean? It causes a person, tests a person to change their routine, and it could be detrimental to a person. We're going to see in the Gemara what that means. Gemara, bishlama, makes sense, mikrach le'ir, that you can't force her to go from a city to a town. Because, debekrach shechichei kol milei, in cities, everything is common. You can find all different types of commodities, but not in a town. Be'ir lo shechichei kol milei, but you can't find that in a town. Ella, me'ir lekrach ma'itama. Why can't you force her to go from a town to a city? Everything's in a city. It should be a benefit. So Gemara says, Mesayle Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina. This supports the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Da'amar Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, minayin sheyeshivat krachim kashe. How do we know living in cities is difficult? Shneimar, as the pasuk says in Nehemiah, Vayivarchu ha'am lechol ha'anashim ha'minadvim lashevet v'Yerushalayim. And they blessed all of the people who decided to give, volunteer to go and live in Yerushalayim, in the city of Yerushalayim. It's very difficult. This is after the exile that many people volunteered to go and live in the city of Yerushalayim. That was a difficult task, and they blessed them for that. So you see that this is a difficult thing. Then we said in our Mishnah, Rashbag Omer, Rashbag says, my bodek. He said that you're moving from a bad to a good town is also no good. You can't force her because it checks her. What does that mean? So Kiddi Shmuel, follows the opinion of Shmuel. Damar Shmuel says, Shinui veset techilat cholim ayim. That a changing of routine is the beginning of a stomach disease. Meaning, it's very difficult for a person to change their routine. When a person has been set doing something for so long in a certain town, in a certain city, for such a long time, for you to change that routine, it could be very hard for them. So the Gemara says, Katuv b'sefer ben Sira, it says in Sefer ben Sira, it says in the book of Mishlei, kol yamei ani ra'im, all of the days of a poor person are bad. So the Gemara says, v'ayika shabbatot v'yamim tovim, what about Shabbat and Yom Tov? They're not bad. So the Gemara says, Kiddush Shmuel, like the opinion of Shmuel. Damar, Shmuel, Shinoi Veset, Tichilat Choli Me'ayim. that the beginning of a change of a routine is considered the beginning of a bad stomach pain, bad stomach disease. Meaning to say, when you're changing this routine, meaning even for the poor person, Shabbat and Yom Tov for him are not necessarily a benefit. How so? How is it a change of routine for him?
I'm used to it.
What is he not used to?
Meat.
Oh, very good. So the way they explain it is that he's used to having dry bread, not such beautiful bread and food and stuff like that. And then on Shabbat he goes and has beautiful, fresh meat. He's not used to it. It could be detrimental to him to have such a strong change. So I think, and let's finish off a few more lines before the Mishnah. But then the Gemara says, Ben Sira says, Af lelot bishval gagim, even nights bishval gagim gago, at the lows of the roof is this person's roof. Marom harim karmo, at the highest of the mountains is his vineyard. Vimtar gagim legago, the rain falls from their roofs onto his roof. Afar karmo lekramim, and his vineyards has its soil, it falls into other people's vineyards. Meaning all of these things, here, look at Rashi. Rashi explains this. Bemarom harim karmo, she'en biyado mamon liknot mimakom tov. He doesn't have money to go and buy in a good place, a good field in a good place. V'koneh berosh ahar, he buys at the top of the mountain. V'kol zevalim she'ut motzir lo nofel vezav lekramim she'tachtav. All of the soil that he buys falls into other people's soil. And it doesn't help him. So he's saying this type of person, it's all bad for him. That's what it's trying to say. I think we'll stop there, but just an idea over here. What does it mean that all routine changes are a bit detrimental? I think what it means to say is when a person has become accustomed to something for such a long time, it could really hurt them when they change it. But this is not to say that you shouldn't accustom yourself to do good things. Meaning, you can accustom yourself to do good things from early stage, and then you will always be used to doing those good things. What it's saying is when a person is accustomed himself to doing something that's not necessarily good versus bad, it's just doing something, X, he's eating a certain type of food, or he's living in a certain type of town or city, that's not such great agriculture. So it might hurt him to move to a different place because he's not used to it. Okay, we'll do a quick 1 minute recap. We started on Kuftena Mudbet, from the Mishnah on the middle of the page. The Mishnah was about if somebody went away, he had a field, he came back, and ibdad derech sadeu, he lost the path to his field. So we brought him a machloket. Admon says he can take a shortcut, that's his new path. And the Chachamim said, no, you have to buy a new pathway to your field. Then we got up to the Amud Aleph, Kufir Amud Aleph, and we said, a case, if somebody comes out and says, I bring a star, I show you this person owes me money. And the other person says, no, you sold me a field. You wouldn't have sold me a field if I owed you money. So Admon says, I can tell you that you wouldn't have sold me a field if I owed you money. But the Chachamim say, no, you can't say that. And the guy was just selling you the field in order for you to have a field, so you can take it as collateral. That is the machloket over there. And that's where our Gemara went back and forth with what exactly it was talking about. Then we had another Mishnah, if two people bring out owed money on another person. So I say he owes me money, he says I owe him money. So what happens? We had a machloket on our Mishnah. Admon said that, if I owed you money, how could you borrow from me? So there's no way, it makes no sense. So clearly, if you owed me money, then why would I let you borrow from me? It makes no sense. Because I want to take my money back first and then let you borrow. Whereas the Chachamim say, each person collects from another person, and we said in our Gemara that it was essentially talking about when they have essentially the same type of land. If one is more, one is less, then that would be different. If it's different, then it's not collecting the same exact thing, right? We had the Machlokin in the Gemara between Rav Nachman and Rav Shishat. Rav Shishat said, why would you trade identical bags? Doesn't make sense. If each person is holding the same thing and they each owe each other money, just cancel it out. The answer is because we're not necessarily talking about the exact identical things. And then the last case was the fourth Mishnah. We had the last case was Shalosh Aratzot, three lands in the city of Eretz Yisrael, in the province of Eretz Yisrael. And these were in respect to marriage, that in these places you cannot force the woman to move from a city to a town, from a town to a city into a different province, but in the same province.
The city of the Great Neck and
otherwise. Okay, but from one province, in one country, you're allowed to do that. And we said, Machloket and our Mishnah, what if it's from a bad land to a good land? So bad land to a good land, the first opinion said, you're allowed to. But Rashbag came and said, no, you're not even allowed to do that because it causes a person to change their routine and it could be detrimental. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.